You're listening to Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Hannah Baba.
We just heard the last story in our award-winning series, Persistent Poison, Lead's Toxic Legacy in the Bay Area. Well, it's been almost a year since we first aired the series, and here to talk to us about what's new and what's changed since then are KALW reporters Angela Johnston and Marissa Ortega Welch. Hi.
Hi.
Hey, Hannah.
So in that last story, we learned about how a rental inspection program could be one solution for reducing childhood lead poisoning. Can you remind us what that program is?
Right. So right now, if you are a renter in the city of Oakland and you're worried about something like a lead hazard or a fire hazard, you have to call the city and complain. Mm-hmm. And then the city would come out and inspect those possible hazards. Mm-hmm. This would be a proactive program, meaning that cities would proactively go out and be inspecting rental units in the city of Oakland for lead hazards, fire hazards, also things like mold that could cause asthma and allergies. The details of this program would still need to be exactly worked out how it would work, but basically landlords would be getting visits from City of Oakland staff, inspecting and making sure that their units are safe and healthy for people to live in. Mm-hmm. And the City of Oakland has been considering doing a program like this for years, actually for over 10 years.
Mm. So Oakland City Council members decided back in June of 2017, they wanted this proactive rental inspection program for the city. The city already voted to fund the first phase of the program, and they tasked city staff with drafting a plan.
Okay. So there's a plan. Has there been any movement forward on that plan?
Not really. The director of building and planning at the city is supposed to draft an ordinance to bring back to the city council. And when they pass that, the program could start.
This was supposed to happen last spring. Mm. And now it's December. They still haven't done it yet.
So what is the slowdown? Why hasn't this happened yet?
We wanted to find out, so we spoke to Councilmember Lynette Gibson McElhaney. She represents District 3, covering areas of downtown, Lake Merritt, and West Oakland. And she's been one of the most vocal supporters for a proactive rental inspection program. She said it does take time, but it shouldn't take that much time. Here's what she had to say about the holdup.
I think it's very difficult for people to look at the quiet crises of housing habitability when so many people are focused in on things like public lands policies or things that gather more attention and anger.
So she's saying basically that this lead poisoning issue isn't necessarily as flashy or visible as something like homelessness, so it's been hard to rally everyone to work on solutions mm-hmm. and make it a priority.
She said another reason is that Oakland just takes on too many issues at once. The city is understaffed and has trouble prioritizing things.
Okay, so what are the next steps then? Do you think the Building and Planning Commission could get a program proposal to the council this year?
Ideally, the building and planning director would come back with an ordinance that the city could vote on to start this proactive rental inspection program. Mm-hmm. Councilmember McElhaney told us she wants to see a proposal from the staff this month so that it can be approved by committee and then go to the full council for a vote in January.
Does she think that's really going to happen?
She's skeptical. I asked her what would happen if they don't meet the deadline.
So if you don't think they're going to make it for December, what does that mean? What are the next steps for you if you don't get it in December?
You just schedule it to January. It happens.
Okay, so we'll have to check back early next year then to see what happens. What about other council members?
We also spoke to Councilmember Noel Gallo. He represents District 5, which is East Oakland, and that includes the zip codes with the highest number of lead poisoned children in the county. He echoed McElhaney when he said that other Oakland issues have just taken priority.
And he admits that the council probably isn't being vocal enough.
Sometimes we're not outspoken or demanding like we should be.
But we pushed him.
Let's say it's January 2019. Only a few months away, and the building and planning department still hasn't brought forward the ordinance. What will you do?
Well, okay. By the fact that you're here today, you know, it made me go back and research and talk to the county and talk to the fire inspectors. And I will commit myself to you that I will do the follow-up.
He told us to check back in January.
Angela Johnston is KALW's environment reporter, and Marissa Ortega Welch is our science reporter. You can reach them at environment@kalw.org and science@kalw.org.
Today's Cross Currents team includes Janae Darden, Sarah Nora Coast, Kristen McCandless, Drew Gwynn, Porfirio Rangel, Josh Wilson, Lisa Wang, and Eli Wirtschafter. Our engineers are James Rollins, Tariq Foda, and Gabe Graben. Content manager is Shirin Adil. Our managing editor is David Boyer, and news director is Ben Trefney. Our opening theme music is by the John Santos Quintet. For Cross Currents, I'm Hannah Baba.